So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. But most importantly, he's going to save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself. He's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
Hey, everybody.
I hope that started with yesterday.
Don't act like you're upset about it, Tins, because I saw you push play. You made that.
I know.
Decision.
I was looking for a good place to put it in. I figured, all right. She said sure. That.
Cut the tape.
We didn't give you a lot of options. No, it's been about a 4-minute conversation of this, so you were going to have to choose something that was pretty awful.
It was going to be something. Love Welcome, me. Everybody, to the Octavarius Podcast.
Yeah.
This is episode 109 of the podcast.
109, feeling my spine.
Trine.
Yeah.
Trine University.
Don't you whine.
Hey, I got an idea. Without any further ado, let's go to the far end of the room and sound off!
Oh, that starts with me, Mark, today.
And me, Nick, today.
And me, Scott, today.
It's me, Chris.
Warren.
It's LP today.
It's Gustavi today.
It's Tins today.
Keith tonight.
Lisa today.
It's Brian today.
Wonderful. How are we all doing on this wonderful Monday, March 19th?
Good, we haven't had a podcast in a bit, have we?
Sorry, universe.
Yeah, this has been...
What have the Laura Shaws done with their lives?
I promise, we haven't been working at all during any of that time.
It's true, we've really been doing nothing.
Vacay.
It's been nice, though.
Cray-cay.
Pretty cray-cay.
Crazy
vacay. Pretty deep trying to keep.
Oh, shit.
A little bo-peep.
What? Uh-oh.
What's wrong, Tins?
Oh, shit.
Nothing's ever been wrong.
I know. But this time, I have actually forgotten the mailbag.
Oh, we just started off on a weird note when we come back.
Shut down all the mics.
Oh, sorry.
Prick.
Well,
no. We're keeping all the mail right down here at the end of the room where we start the sound off.
Oh, weird. Oh, it's never there.
I've got it right here. Hold on a second.
What you got there, Mark?
What you got there,
There's
Mark?
There's an actual piece of paper this time.
It says...
It is.
It says, this one is from Mr. Lou Keynumber. And Mr. Keynumber writes, "Hey, Octavarius. I heard you guys are about to begin your fourth year, which would make this your 3-year anniversary coming up. Right. My gosh, isn't it weird that people just celebrate, like, the same day that something happened, but years later? I mean, the only thing that's really different is you're in approximately the same position in the rotation around the sun. Hmm. Also, 3. A lot of people think that's a lucky number. What's up with that?"
You heard that?
Who thinks 3 is a lucky number? They're lying.
Lucky number.
You guys remember a year ago when Makula tried to lead an uprising against us and, like, and Chris and LP and Castelvi quit the group?
Oh,
we got
t-shirts.
Castelvi tried to...
It was Castelvi and Grandpa Chris and Grandpa LP.
That's right.
That's pretty
intense. I mean, I guess it was Makula, and then he led all these odd people.
Yeah.
We really shouldn't have we shouldn't have been led by Makula. I don't know what we were thinking.
Mark saved everything. Mark led us to victory.
I joined the madness, too.
Yeah.
Lauren was part of the madness.
Lauren, you were a part of the madness?
Yeah, remember I tried to laser point Lisa?
Oh, yeah, you laser
You did. You laser pointed Lisa.
No, I'm sorry.
You jerk.
Do we still have beef?
No.
That's dangerous. Cloud, you could hurt somebody's vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have really hurt her.
You could permanently damage somebody that way.
Well, sure, you could.
Well, Nick, how do you feel now that you've been back in the fold for a year?
You know, I feel pretty good, but you never know when the next uprising could be.
You're, of course, I believe we're talking about the wrestling show that we did.
Hint?
At the stage 773?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yes, when we were wrestlers.
When we were wrestlers.
Remember when we are all wrestlers?
Yeah, with the Ego Robert Anthony and Colt Cabana and Nick Hausman. Or, I mean, Ronaldo Piven.
We had a ring.
We did.
Keith Hansen was there.
Keith Hansen was there.
Sometimes.
And lots of other stuff happened.
Good times. Wish you were there, but you weren't.
Were
anyway.
Or were you?
But, like,
do
why
do you... believe that things come in threes? Like the deaths or...
Yes.
I believe they do because people are looking for them too, yes.
Kind of.
Well, okay. Kind of. Here's...
What does that... Wait, what does that mean, Tins? Do you mean like... Our minds will it, and so it is so?
No, I mean, like, will you look for it more, I think.
Yeah, I mean
this is,
like,
I believe you're talking about Lisa Vittorelli mentality.
Yes. Yeah. 819 mentality.
You just see it everywhere.
Yes.
You see it everywhere because you are actively looking
I want not to believe it.
I disagree. There's a science explanation.
What science?
Tell Tins about science.
But on science... pen and paper, you mook.
The science explanation is we're genetically wired to look for patterns. Uh-huh. And when we successfully identify a pattern, we get dopamine in our brains because that's a good thing. Patterns help us not to die.
Yeah, patterns
are awesome.
As you
begin to understand things. So,
that explains Dora the Explorer so much.
So three things, once something happens three times, that's like when you begin to notice a pattern. And that's why you get so much satisfaction out of seeing something be done three times, because that establishes the pattern, your brain recognizes it, and then you get all that sweet dopamine, because your brain's like, you did something well.
Sweet, but why three and not five?
Well, I think that's just one of many patterns that we look for. Like, another famous number pattern is the idea of famous musicians going to the 27 Club. Famous musicians dying at the tender age of 27, because a couple of people did, like Kurt Cobain did. Jimi Hendrix died at 27. Yeah, Janis Joplin. So now, Jim Morrison, Amy Winehouse reinvigorated it because she died at 27. So all of a sudden, everybody's like, "Oh wow, 27."
I would argue that a lot of humans.
She was arguably a great singer, though.
Yeah, but a lot of artists died at another year too. I mean, like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if you're looking for it, then
if you're looking for, but then there's also a ton of musicians who died at age 26 and 28 and 80. Yeah. So if you want to see the patterns, you're going to find them. If you don't buy into it, you're not going to as much.
This is like that movie Pi.
Not unlike that movie Pi.
I don't know. I'm thinking of Cube.
I'm thinking of Identity.
I'm thinking of Pi.
The movie Cube is great. Numbers.
Cube is it's a movie. It's very strange.
It's
very
way better than its sequel, Cube 2 Hypercube.
I'll take your word for it.
So, Lisa, you have 819, that's your number?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah. Why? I have 33, that's mine.
Really? Okay.
Scott, what the fuck is 33?
I don't know.
You know, Scott, from reading Dan Brown's shitty-ass last novel.
You've been going about this novel for some time, and I've been I've been very patiently watching it on Twitter.
Novel named...
Dan Brown.
You know that I watch your Twitter.
I'm sure you do.
But you've been talking about this Dan Brown and your displeasure from the get-go.
The last few weeks, up until last week, I had been tweeting as I read Dan Brown's shitty-ass last novel.
Have you read his other novels, Deception Point?
I've read Deception, or no, I haven't read Deception Point. I read Digital Fortress. I read Da Vinci Code, and I read Angels and Demons.
Yeah,
I remember enjoying those. This one's a piece of shit.
What is it about?
It's about
demons, or is it Christianity? No. Or?
It's about the Masons. This time, you decided to take something that's not nearly as exciting. But
the Masons can be really cool.
They can be, but the book, you would understand if you read the book and knew how shitty it was.
Man, do they have anything about Freemason rings and the power of the ring?
They go into the fact that they have rings. The problem
think
is
you're
Dan,
thinking of Captain Planet.
No, the Masons do have rings, and they do take some power in their rings. But
Mason,
I don't know.
I saw a bunch of Mason rings on sale in Chinatown yesterday.
Nice.
I was very impressed with the amount of Freemason rings on sale. So, what is the power of the ring?
In Chinatown, though, they can't be real.
See, I wouldn't be able to tell you what the power of the ring is, because Dan Brown's writing complexity goes so far as to say, the man was wearing a ring, and the ring was from the Masons. And that's as far as it
goes.
And
then you gotta turn the page if you want to know. But then the next chapter goes to a different plot line. So you really gotta wait like 3 or 4 chapters to
get
it.
Yeah, well, unless you can see the goddamn twist coming a mile away. Mm-hmm. Man, when you guess the twist to a book 200 pages before it happens, you don't really want to read that book anymore. But you have to, because you've been tweeting about it.
So in the end, the village is in, like, present time.
You want to... Is this spoiler alert time?
Yeah.
Please tell fuck me it. All
about
no,
it. It's an apple, right? Apple is the...
Spoiler alert, there's a main villain, and he turns out to be the long-lost son of the main friend of the main character. Nice. It's a shitty twist. It's a foreseeable twist. I don't care for it. My point is, Masons do take the number 33 in high regard. Apparently, 33 is the highest order that you can go in the Masons. Like, 33rd level, I guess, is like being a Grandmaster Mason.
Scottie Pippen. Great
Scottie Pippen.
Mason.
Do you get more like skills and stuff when you level up as a Mason?
Well, you get to choose which ones
no.
you want to specialize in.
You could, okay. Yeah, you could get a new proficiency.
Now
yeah,
I like
either
this.
Flail
or lightning.
According to Dan Brown's shitty-ass novel, The Lost Symbol, when you get to level 33, all is supposed to be revealed to you at the 33rd degree, except it's a riddle, so it really means something else. And
wait,
is this book
the same characters from the previous books?
The main character, yes.
It is?
Yes.
It's Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. Robert Langdon, played famously by... famous actor Robert Langdon is the character Tom Hanks.
I like Robert Langdon in Forrest Gump.
I've always been fascinated by the number 33.
And Money Pit.
Has been my favorite number since I was a kid.
The great Larry Bird jersey 33.
Well, not 33. I like the number 3.
Oh,
just
well,
the number
33 is two of those.
Yes, I know. And that's
likes
the thing.
Three threes.
I like the number 3.
Apparently,
March 33rd.
Walt Disney was a 33 degree Freemason.
Was he?
No yeah. shit.
Yeah.
Well, he must have been Grandmaster Mason. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy the shape of the number 3 cuz there's like little there's 3 crests, I guess. There you have the 2 humps, but there's the 3 points of the number 3.
Well, we're and we're all comedians, and so we all have to abide by the rule of 3.
Yeah, and then
no,
and then as
dude,
I got older, I learned
funny.
About the rule of 3s.
No.
Yeah.
Who said no?
I said no.
He said no.
Scott, where do you see 33? Or, like, how has that become a thing for you?
Yeah.
I see it everywhere. A lot of times I'll get, like, something, whether it's, you know, a cup of coffee or whatever it is, where you get a number, a total, usually sales, and it'll come up, like, 369 or, like, 399. And I look at that and see that's 3 times 3. That's 3 times 3. That's 3 plus 3. That happens a lot.
339. I've had like the actual check number be like 819 a few times.
819, yeah, and I'm sure you know. Think of how many times that it hasn't been those.
You just never.
It's been a lot.
I know, but like that's weird. Like not
but,
the total, but like the
well,
check number.
The weirdest thing is, I used to work with this one guy, and he one day was just had a T-shirt on at work that just said 33. And I was like, I have to ask you, what does that mean? He's like, 33 is a really special number. I'm like, well, what do you mean? What does that mean to you? He's like, I can't even describe it. It's just
Mason.
Like,
Mason.
I don't know. I feel like I'm onto something, but I can't break through.
Doesn't,
can't crack the code.
What is it, Rolling
right.
Rock that just has
Rolling
the number
Rock
33
has a
33 printed
yeah,
on their man. Bottles inexplicably?
But you never drink Rolling Rock.
It's because it tastes like hillbilly piss.
It does. I had it recently.
It's not.
That used to be your jam.
I know. I used to love it. I had it at the bar.
That was
you
got shit for that.
I know. I had it at the bar, and immediately when I ordered it, all I got was... And LP, you were there. I got, like, fucking disheartening looks. Like, are you really going to order it? Rolling Rock, and I'm like, shut the fuck
Rolling
up,
Rock,
give me
I'm
my
not
Rolling
turn
Rock.
It down.
Well, no, it's just a notch above a Budweiser or a Miller.
I mean,
right?
If you're going to give it to me, I'll drink it.
I ordered it. To be fair, I ordered it at a bar that I could have ordered several other more delicious beers at. I hadn't had a Rolling Rock in years, and I wanted to taste it, and it does taste like garbage.
That used to be the only thing you drank.
It does.
You were like, Rolling Rock and Buzz.
And Castelvi used to bring around the Wild Blueberry...
When they
oh,
had,
they
stopped serving
beer.
It.
I started taking over that pattern.
They still
the
have
Wild Blue. Yeah, they
still
have
it.
I even still get it often if I'm in normal, just because it's something you can always get in normal.
I've never had that. What?
Wild Blue is a. It's essentially a doppel like fruit beer. So it's
very fruity.
It's a blueberry beer that's like 8 or 9%.
Wow.
But it's a six pack.
Yeah.
that only costs $7.
What?
So it costs the same as all the other six packs, but it's worth 2 6-packs in booze.
And you get wasted. And problem it tastes good. It tastes like
it does taste good. Problem is, about beer 4 or 5, it's really, really sweet.
Yeah.
And it tastes like wine beer. And
yeah, it's like drinking 5, like 3/4 of the size blueberry pies.
It is. Like, get you drunk. But boozy.
It's like drinking a blueberry pie. Yeah.
And it's one of those beers that you can tell it's like they put the fruit juice in after the bottling, so it ferments within the bottle. Which is good, because it's a good flavor, but it also means it's going to taste like alcohol. And it has a almost a rubbing alcohol finish. It's
that's just what, I, that's what I found. Alcohol. I found the last sip of each beer was like getting a tiny sip of warm vodka.
Well, the main thing is, and this was a beer like I did for a season, at least, but at about beer, like the 5th or 6th beer, it's like you're, because it's so high, the alcohol content is so high in Wild Berry, it's just you're so drunk and you're taking this, like, and your teeth feel all
and
weird.
And it's sugary, so you're also hyper.
And so it's just like, oh, I can't finish this, but I bought it. I might as well.
Yeah.
And it's just rough to do.
Yeah, it's rough. But it's a really good 6-pack to split into 2 nights and have it as your first 3 beers. And then you can switch to normal beer.
Oh, yeah.
And you start drunk. But,
it's kind of like cider. Like, I can only have maybe 3, and then I have to go with, or, well, I can't have very much total, but I mean, like...
Yeah, hard cider.
Except that hard cider is normally a lower proof than most beer.
Yeah.
Oh
they,
yeah,
they do the
taste, I mean,
they
like,
do the Strongbow in Russian in like a 2-liter bottle.
Whoa.
That's what you get. You can buy Strongbow. That's what I used to do, and it would just be we'd just drink.
You know, I was actually thinking about, because like one of the fun things about Octavarius is when you talk to people who come up after the shows, it's like most of us have been playing together since like beginning of college, and like you see
2004.
Yeah, you see how much people have changed. I remember when Keith was vehemently against anybody drinking anything other than Keystone Light because it was the cheapest and it got us drunk. And like, it was like Keith being like, why would it make any sense to drink anything other than Keystone Light?
Well, because at that time we were all, you know, the choice was drink really, really shitty beer or drink mostly shitty beer. But pay $3 more.
When we weren't drinking McCormick
beer.
Vodka,
yes,
or the knockoff rum.
Well, there was that wall that we had to pass through of like we don't need to drink exclusively garbage anymore.
Yes, and it's also that comes with money.
It does come with money.
When I was in college, I was lucky if I could scrounge up the $10 I would need to drink at 2 parties that weekend.
But
also, you guys. You know, a lot of us didn't have the appreciation for nicer booze at the time anyway. Like,
it was also,
like,
some of us
weren't
old enough to get booze.
Yeah,
that was that.
Yeah. Well, I was more than happy to buy alcohol from any of you.
Got my Bacardi Razz, like, early.
Tins and I used to buy beer together all the time, and Tins wouldn't even touch the beer.
That was the fun game.
It was our game in college of Tins and I would both go to the liquor store. I would be the only one to touch the liquor, but Tins would pay for it.
What?
Just to see if, and because they would card Tins and they wouldn't card me, but I was the one carrying it all.
But you're tall.
Really, thinking back, we gave 0 fucks about
but you had a huge beard and I was tall, I guess.
I guess.
That was the only thing. I don't know. If I'm carding people, I wouldn't question the tall guy.
Although it is fun to go in when you've been going in there for all these times and buying alcohol with your friends and clearly walking in drunk, then the day you turn 21, you come in and buy it for the first time with your own ID, and they're like, oh, happy 21st. Glad you made it. Now you can drink. And then
people there didn't care. Nobody cared there about anything.
You can't.
Budget liquors? You fucking kidding me?
I lived on the other side. I lived on the other side, so I had to go to University Liquors where there was the old man.
That's right.
I forget his
name.
This
is all at Illinois State University.
Gray?
Wait, was University Liquors like way on the west side?
By Foul Shots.
By Foul Shots.
Yeah.
And McDonald's.
Which
is no longer there.
No. Z's is
it was by
Midtown.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's called something
else.
Midtown Food and Liquors.
One time I came out of ULIC and there was a cop who literally, like, jumped out of a tree or a bush.
That's
no joke.
Impossible.
And no, it literally happened. I was with my cousin and other cousin. There were a bunch of us. And he's like, "Can I see your ID?" Yeah, he's trying to catch like underagers, I guess. Scare the crap out of me.
Tell me, a police officer jumped out of a tree.
He literally did, and then it's normal, I thought Illinois, I was gonna like get mugged, but he like pulled out his ID, and I like he scared the shit out of me. He like he literally jumped out of a bush.
My friend Amanda.
Another bush jumping?
And well,
like, can they do that?
They were like hidden in a car, like with the lights off, and they saw us come out of the store, and they got.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I would argue that's very common.
Yeah. Well, the person should probably just say, "Why, yes, I have my ID. I showed it to the people in there. That's how I bought this."
But then
it's the store that gets in trouble, and not you.
That's true.
Because they let you buy it without an ID.
Yeah, see, I wasn't part, but I know my friend.
See, me and
was
Keith
carrying the alcohol for like helping the carrying.
But she should just say she bought it.
See, me and Keith, we lived across the street from Budget Liquors, where we never had to put up with that shit, and they had a wonderful cartoon mascot
of a bee.
It was Buzzy the Bee, and he was just a drunk bee.
He had a name, really?
Buzzy the Bee.
Buzzy the Bee.
And it was.
Oh my god!
It was Budget Liquors, but it was just a drunk ass bee, like drunkenly smiling.
I wish I would have known the mascot had a name. Otherwise, I probably would have had times where I'd go in there, buy a case, drunk, and on my way out, say hey to Buzzy for me.
Dude, if you did that, you never have done that.
I wouldn't have.
You can buy a T-shirt to this day.
Today, I probably would.
Definitely today.
Yeah,
but at the time, because you'd have to go back there, and you can't face those people. Well,
ever since he was a senior, Keith wanted a Buzzy the Bee T-shirt. If anybody really wants to make Keith's day, and you're in Normal, Illinois, for some reason, see an ISU or Illinois Wesleyan, drop in at Budget Liquors on Linden and buy a Buzzy the Bee shirt for like $10. Just a drunk-ass bee that gets college kids
then
drunk.
Then send it to Keith Habersberger at Octavarius, 712.
I've given up.
It's not a joke.
It's so easy to find the damn...
address, yeah.
So easy. I just realized how easy it is.
Oh, it's so easy.
It's always been.
Jeremy's like, get it off of there.
Let's just get
seriously,
it off
in a strip mall.
Who's going to camp out?
I don't know.
I'm hoping just Letterboxd.
He's certain of it.
I welcome that problem.
if we're big enough that people are camping out, we probably won't live here.
Just go ask him for money. Hey, just homeless people. Grab some money.
Just try and bum cigarettes off the people. Yeah.
Good morning, friends. How is the campsite this morning?
There's a non-homeless
speak your mind.
Lady. There's like a non-homeless lady today. We're just like in passing. She's like, "Got any spare change?" And I was so surprised.
That's so weird.
It was really
weird. Why,
what are you talking about?
She was just
lady. She was just like walking in passing.
I've had that happen to me. This is crazy.
That's what homeless people do.
Yeah, I was,
she wasn't homeless.
Yeah, I was downtown one time on my lunch break, just walking back from the place I got lunch at. This woman who was wearing like a nice dress, looked, you know, like she had a job and everything. She comes up to me and she says, "Can I borrow a couple bucks? I want to get a cup of coffee." And I said, no.
No, what do you mean, borrow? No.
And she goes, well, she's like, I just don't want to put it on my debit card.
What?
What?
Are you kidding me? Who are you right now? I would just give you $2 because you don't want to use a debit card? It's crazy.
I hate using my debit card because it's more convenient and trackable.
It's probably just a liar, man. It's probably just like, what?
Because
it's just homeless people, quotation marks. That are just like people whose job it is to pretend
that's,
to be homeless.
I understand, come up with something better than I need a cup of coffee because I don't want to use my debit card.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Dude, how many people have you known whose cars just ran out of gas, man? They just ran out of gas.
Oh my God, the best ever was, there was a dude, I just left, it was like AutoZone or like Murray's Auto Mart buying some wipers or something, going back to my car.
Murray's.
And right next to Murray's is a giant Chase Bank with like a fleet of 8 ATMs on the side. Nice. 8 ATMs. It's so many ATMs. And this fucking dude comes up to me and he just goes, "Hey man, I'm supposed to take my daughter to the dentist."
What?
And
I know that guy.
And I need
me in my car. Yeah.
And he's like, "I need a couple of bucks for gas to take my daughter to the dentist." And I said,
"What?"
And I said, "Are you for real?" And he said, "What?" I said, "Are you fucking for real?"
And he's like, what? And I said, are you fucking for real, dude? There's like 8 ATMs right over there. You're in ATM land. Go get some fucking money.
Yeah.
And
if you're going to the dentist.
If you're going to the dentist, you have some fucking money. The dentist is expensive. I know this. I am also an adult.
Dude, I woke up in an alley, and I don't know where I am, and I don't know what this shit really is. I need to get to a dentist now.
This brings me to my next point, guys. I haven't been to a dentist in a while. I really can't afford it. Can I borrow a couple bucks from you guys?
No.
Maybe take my daughter to the dentist.
He didn't need money for the dentist. He just needed money to get to the dentist.
I know, but I need money for the dentist.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple bucks.
Dude, I know a great. I know a
dude,
great.
Strangers got you covered.
Just let Lauren look at your teeth.
Dude, I'm a great dentist too. FYI.
Can
I just let like every single one of you come in and brush my teeth?
Dude, that sounds
like
cool.
In a row.
Dude,
my teeth
tools.
Will be so clean.
We pull together. We got tools.
Or if we got like two at the same time, that way we can each focus on one side of your mouth.
Oh,
as
man,
long as you sign this document without reading it, I'm totally down.
I don't know if I'm ready to be.
Sounds weird.
Like double penetrated by toothbrushes.
No, it'll be all. It'll be.
Dude, it doesn't say that anywhere in this script.
Mm.
Just read it.
That's what it is. Two toothbrushes in my mouth.
Yeah,
that's too many.
I hate teeth. Well,
fuck
like
you.
Like crisscross. Crisscross up on my teeth. Ouch.
Maybe it's a good idea. You got a big mouth.
I do have a big mouth.
Yeah. You never had people brushing your teeth?
You know what?
Guarantee you've never had someone.
You know what? I'm in.
Teeth.
I'm in. Let's do it. Change of heart.
Read the small print, Keith.
I'd be interested to see how people brush my teeth.
I just got a Disney electric toothbrush.
Perfect.
About the time.
Oh my god.
On it.
It's princess. Does yours make noises, and can you make a song out of it? Like, if you hit the on button, does it go, doo-doo-doo?
Hey, wait, while we're talking about this, whose Spider-Man toothbrush is that?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's yours.
That's Shay's.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
We're talking about Arkham Asylum, where we live.
Yeah, my girlfriend has a toothbrush.
Located at 720.
Whoa.
That's way funnier.
No, it's a toothbrush. It's got a little Spider-Man figurine on it, and you hit a button and it blinks. It's got a light in it, and it blinks for 60 seconds. Which is helpful to know.
Does it have the Spider-Man theme song from like when we were kids?
Spider-Man.
No,
Spider-Man.
No, that is just
real.
That's the 90s Spider-Man.
Squiddle-dee, 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 squiddle-dee.
That's yeah. Is that what it does?
It's very dissonant. No, it doesn't. It does not. It blinks silently.
Oh.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I wish it blinks.
Plus, dude, it costs 99 cents. It has a Spider-Man action figure, and it blinks for a minute. Is not lame.
I wish it was silent for a minute, and at the very end, once the time is done, all it says is, "You're done brushing your teeth."
You've gotten yourself out of this sticky situation.
Pull me out of your mouth, queer. That's what I wish to say.
Oh my goodness.
What is the Maggie Stubby toothbrush? Yes. It looks like you.
Oh,
this seems like awful marketing for yourself.
Dude, I'd buy like four of them.
Well,
of course you would. I'd buy a couple.
Yeah, there you go.
I buy one. How much are you selling these things for? I really don't want to be seen with one. It's gonna make homosexual slurs at me.
It's in your private bathroom. We've had this discussion already.
It's in your house, like you're by yourself in the bathroom.
If I had a Matt Castelvi toothbrush and it didn't say anything offensive, I don't know if I'd still want to use it as my primary toothbrush.
What do you think it looks like?
I would only use it if it were my primary toothbrush and it said, "Pull me out of your mouth, queer." Can you imagine how many people have committed suicide after they've been having a terrible day and then their toothbrush...
This isn't for them. This is not the toothbrush.
Castelvi, I imagine...
Use responsibly.
I imagine your toothbrush at the end is just your face, but it's a black toothbrush and it just says player one in white on it.
I haven't... Is the bristle coming out of my head? That's how I...
No, I envision this as like...
No, I imagine that's the handle end of it.
I'm envisioning like your teeth are the bristles.
Oh, that's weird. That's really weird. So it's like my mouth is wide
open. Yeah, it's open.
That's like you're making out with me.
Like you're an alligator.
Yeah, right?
I just pictured a picture of Matt Castelvi on the toothbrush.
No, that's not
really
as funny.
Creepily.
That I'll definitely play. Smiling really creepily.
Yeah. And then it probably says,
put my body in your mouth, you freak.
You could send that throughout the entire duration of the toothbrush.
3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, you like
I
that?
Imagine.
No, it's got a sensor inside, so it knows when it's in your mouth.
I see it as so the bristles funny. Coming out of the back of his head.
Oh, so it's like the back of my
so
head.
When you brush in the mirror... His mouth will go up and down as he taps at you.
Looking
you can
at
watch
you in
him.
The
just stares at you.
Oh, terrible.
Put See? My body in your mouth, you freak.
So, hey, whose Castelvi toothbrush shirt? Is this? I've been seeing it in the bathroom. And...
Oh, that's
well,
Keith's.
That's
yeah, it's mine.
I got like
both of them.
I bought like 3,000 of them. This is gonna be my life.
I got bamboozled.
That's
how
we
gay friends coming over.
Yeah,
you guys
I buy
this whole
first lot.
They don't have batteries that only last a certain amount of use.
Yeah.
Would it be different types?
You can customize.
Why does that? Because if pick... two people have a both Castelvi toothbrush, how do you know?
Well,
which one
will have a player one shirt on. One will have a Batman logo shirt on.
Tuxedo.
I don't wear that shirt anymore.
I know.
Why not?
Well,
you
can be like a throwback.
That's a classic
one.
That
can be a
throwback.
DJ Castelvi. I saw him.
Which one?
Which one is DJ Castelvi?
Oh, the record on my shirt.
I
do have a shirt
like...
that has a DJ's record on.
Yes.
Yes.
The alien, like the
the cyber dog T-shirt that I got in London. Yeah.
That?
I remember that shirt. I have the same shirt.
There was an Aqua Teen Hunger shirt I remember.
I don't believe I have that shirt anymore. I don't
Wait, so can these toothbrushes have like different shirts?
I imagine that
so it's like
can...
a doll, like you dress
really
up.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
I think it's
great.
I think it should have arms.
I was just thinking, mine had it was like my body, and you can customize. You like take off the shirt and customize it, and
like
the bristles that thing came out of my head. And then you just brush it, and then like,
yeah,
it's like
that.
The doll is in your hand.
But I can't wait to have.
The shirts have to be kind of plasticky because otherwise they get all wet and gross. You need to, make sure it's water resistant.
Plastic, like slice in half, snap them on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go.
This toothbrush sounds expensive at this point.
No, it's gonna be.
Would you believe Matt Herzog? You can be yours for only one easy payment. Of $9.95.
What, are you
shipping,
kidding me?
Plus shipping and handling, though, because that's where they get you.
Well, if that's what you're concerned about, I'll send you more things.
Yeah.
How about another one of the same brush?
That's
how about
way.
$29.98 more?
It's a lot. We're just giving them away.
All for the cost of $9.95, you say?
All for the cost of $9.99.
$10,
3,000 Matt Castelvi toothbrushes.
Nah, I'm good. Why don't you just give me one? You got 3,000 of them. Why don't you just give me one?
They burn up pretty quick.
Are these disposable Matt Castelvi toothbrushes?
They burst into flames in your hands.
This just whisper evil three times.
Take Beetlejuice.
This really reminds me of that Dollar Shave Club.
Oh yeah.
Have you guys seen the Dollar Shave Club?
What?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No.
I want it.
What is it?
I hear it's bullshit.
I don't know. What
is it bullshit?
Oh. That's
what
I hear. I mean,
what
I hear it's a real
thing?
Company. I don't know. It's a commercial that popped up, and what do you pay for monthly subscription or something?
Yeah,
and they send you new razors.
You get razors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So you can you remember to replace your razors more often than
for
not.
$1 a month.
Yeah, they also have a $3 and a $9 option. Like,
wow.
The $1 a month is for, like, a single blade, like a Bic type deal. And you get, like, I forget, it's, like, 4 razors a month or 5 razors a month, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the $9 option is, like, a 6-bladed razor with a back massage.
That's
razors are expensive as hell, though. He's
yeah,
so
I know.
Good.
Even $9 a month,
back.
That might be, that's probably less than I'd spend.
But how is it? How is it not real then, LP?
Well, no, I hear the product is shoddy. That's what I
hear.
Okay. Yeah, when you use.
But I don't know.
They
I don't use them.
Razors are expensive because you'll use them for a long time.
You want to use a high quality blade.
Yeah, so I mean, if you lessen the quality of the razor, you can do 4 or 5 months.
I'm so sensitive about my face, man.
Have you guys ever gone for like a nice professional shave?
Like where they use the straight blade razor.
Yeah. I've done like a straight razor.
I'm afraid.
So those are awesome. It was awesome.
It was pretty so good.
The hot foam is great.
Yeah. Did you go, Scott? Did you go in the city?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I went in the city. I don't think the guy is there anymore. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, but it was a place way down east on Belmont. And it was just wonderful. They had, like, you know, a selection of cigars. You could even buy, like,
a glass of,
like,
shop.
Brandy or scotch if you wanted while you're having it. It's
what?
So nice. Yeah. It's so relaxing. I mean, it's expensive. It's like $70.
Chris, you're a big barbershop like guy, right? Cheapest
one. Yeah, no, I love my barbershop. My barbershop, like, barbershop is like a place where men hang out. Like, you get your hair cut, you can sit around and just be, you know, make dick jokes and... You know,
were there dick jokes in your alternate
really
men's shop, Scott?
There were no dick jokes.
It was, like,
it was very, very classy.
It's two guys. It's two old Italian guys.
Well, we know Scotch, you talked about.
Yeah, Italian guy and his son.
Oh, $70.
And, yeah,
face out.
You know,
put that dick away.
They're bullshitters. You go there to bullshit people. Lather you up. They're guys who are good at bullshitting. Cut your hair, make you look good, you know.
Like the movie.
Did you get a haircut with that $70 shave?
No, that was just a shave.
Wow.
Dude,
it was expensive.
Did you get
a friend of mine was friends with a guy, so I got it half off. So it wasn't that bad then. It was really nice.
Back in my day, it used to cost two bits.
It's expensive, yeah.
Have you guys, has anyone here gone for a massage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At the barbershop? Or
no, I'm just, we'll be talking about
well,
they do
have those head massages at some side.
I did once, and I also went for a couples massage once.
I want to go on a massage. Dude, I asked this in Makula. How much is a massage? Just like
you can get. I mean, you can get it for like... 30 to 50.
Yeah,
it's usually like $60 for hour.
Probably figure around Groupon. $60 to $80 typically.
Yeah, Groupon.
There's a lot of massages on Groupon.
Yeah,
if you go there, they're
and they're so ones. Worth it. They're amazing.
Really?
It's just the
but
most.
But you just
relaxing.
Lay there for like.
Don't ever
no,
be
it's
don't
life-changing.
Ever be fooled
they're
into a couple massage. Whatever.
No,
why? Do they not give you a happy ending?
No,
dude,
like
I was just in Chinatown yesterday. I went by the place where they
the
were offering
ending.
It.
Yeah, so
weird. Chinese so hand job, whatever.
Yeah, Chinese, please. We're in Chinatown. They don't give Japanese hand
You're
jobs.
Not giving Chinatown. Japanese
hand
job in Chinatown. It's false advertising.
Come on, man. Let's do it. We got some money on us. We're not here that often. When's the last time you've had a good Chinese hand job?
If I still had a MySpace, my tagline would be, you're not going to get a Japanese hand job in Chinatown.
Perfect for MySpace.
Mark, why
hand job in
little
China.
Because, okay, for one, they put you in the same room, but like the masseuse has to have room to like move around you. So, there's usually like two masseuses, and they just charge you more. So it's like, if an individual one is $60,
did you get a boner in front of your girlfriend?
I mean,
what were the sexes of your masseuses?
They're both women.
Okay,
of course.
Yeah, but the reason
Mark,
the reason it's worthless. The reason it's dumb is because the way that they charge for them is they just add two individual massages and then add an additional price, like
what?
You doing a couple's
massage
in
the same room.
Is special.
Yeah, like because you're in the same room.
Do they, do they ever switch? Like, do
yeah,
that
you
team
do.
That you massage her.
No one ever goes like off the top rope and then. But it's like so, and that's what bugged me is that it was just like we happened
what did
to
you
be.
Think it would be like.
I thought, like, I don't fucking know, like, we'd be, like, holding hands, and then, like...
What?
You know what
Why
I mean?
Why couldn't you hold hands?
Like, the thing is, like, because you're too far away,
you're
and then they, and you can't talk, because...
Why not?
Because
you're behind glass.
It was basically, and that's what bugged me about it, is, like, they made it seem like it would be some sort of romantic thing,
like
and then they
thing.
Charged us more, and it was like, you got an individual massage... And you had to be extra quiet so you didn't ruin their individual
I
massage.
I think it's more that they have those because some men want to get massages, but their wives don't want them to get a massage by themselves. And so the only way they can get a massage is couples massages. I think that's what the
couples wives are worried about happy endings.
Yeah, because those happy endings, they happen in
is
real life.
That prevalent?
In those Japanese
like,
hand job massages.
At like shady parlors. Places, not at like...
No, they happen like at regular places.
What are you talking about?
Wait, Makula's got something.
Makula knows.
Cool.
His buddy Ted Evans is a masseuse.
That's right.
Wait,
no.
He's a masseuse. Yeah, he's a masseuse. I want to go to Ted Evans then.
Dude, I don't want a hand job from him.
I do. He's a very funny man.
He's okay. It's but funny. Not in like my hand job.
Yeah, I feel like Ted would make me feel good about myself.
Makula, what's your massage tale?
No, I almost had... Okay, so I was at a massage party with...
might I stop you there? What is that thing?
Not what you think it is. Okay. My buddy Ted.
It was all in French makeup. completely, and then there was a giraffe.
It was great. No, he graduated from the massage therapy school, and he's like, hey, I'm at this massage party at my place. You should stop by. I'm like, all right. It was just a bunch of people just chilling out because they got their, like, certificate that they can practice, like, they're medically okay to, like, insured to practice massage therapy.
You can rub on people. It's okay.
A big coke party.
So I was talking to a couple girls because that was during my whorish phase of my life.
The one currently.
that ongoing whorish phase.
Get to the part where you talk to sexy massage.
So I was talking to this girl whose name I forgot. Angela.
You just made that up.
No, it's Angela. I went through my Facebook message memories. Wow. Angela. And we were talking, and she's like, well, are you okay? I'm like, well, you know, I have scoliosis. I should probably get a massage. Which is true. I do have scoliosis.
No.
Look how I'm sitting right now. What makes you think I don't have scoliosis?
I've seen your spine. It's pretty good.
Yeah. No, I do have scoliosis.
No, dude. I'm with you.
So, I was like, I have scoliosis.
Why don't you hold his hand, Mike?
Angela, can I...
Hold his hand, dude.
Angela, can I get a massage? What do you... I was outside when you did that.
It's not what you think it is.
So she's like, oh, sure. And she's like, well, here's, I'll Facebook you, we'll set up a time. And I was like, great. She's like, I'll bring over the table and everything. This is when I was in the old 850 West Berry place. I probably couldn't even fit a table in it, a massage table.
Wait, did someone massage you in our apartment?
No. I almost set it up, but I fucked up the deal.
What'd you do?
You probably said something stupid, didn't you?
I did. So she was like, what time works for you? I'm like, how about Thursday at 4 o'clock? She's like, great, I'll bring the table. I can do like a 2-hour-long session. I'm just trying to get hours right now, so you don't have to worry about paying. I'm like,
yes, please.
I'm like, great. And it was at my old job, and I was talking.
No thanks, skank.
And I was,
you ruined it.
I was talking to a coworker, and I was like, wow, this is great. I wonder if I'm gonna have sex with her. And the coworker was like, why don't you ask for a happy ending? I'm like, great. And then she was joking, but I was like, this girl probably wants. I think I should do this. I was like, what about the happy ending?
Oh my god.
And like we were, I was at work. We were responding back and forth. Like clearly, we were both on a computer, you know.
So it was a bold move. I'll give you strength. I'll give you points.
And then nothing. It just no response. And I was like,
took a chance, man. I respect that.
Fuck. And then she
say, like, I was just joking.
No. Then I was like, wait. Do I? What do I do? Because maybe she was interested. So I just paused and I drank my coffee slowly. Like, did I screw this up?
The waiting game.
Nice. The waiting game.
Set her a picture of my dick.
And then she.
Never. That is never the option.
Dude, send it up.
Send Mom, another message saying, dates. Did you get that last picture of my dick?
As long as you, like, make it funny, like, you put, like, dress it up like a soldier.
Dude, like, give it, like, a beard?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
put your glasses on it.
Dude, chicks love
Wait,
dicks.
Keith.
Dude, they suck dicks all the time. They love them.
Guys, I need to hear the end of the story.
So,
yeah, I do.
So then we're I'm waiting for like an hour. I'm like, fuck, I probably insulted this girl. I'm an asshole. And then she sends me a Facebook message back that's like, excuse me?
Oh my god.
And it's like, oh no, I'm not who I am. This is horrible. And she's like, what do you think this is? And I was like, it was a joke. I'm sure you get that a lot as like a massage therapist person. Like you get that a lot.
Massage therapist person.
And she's like, no, we don't. I understand how you thought that was funny. It's not funny at all. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. You can talk to Ted. I'm a nice guy. I'm a really nice guy. I am sorry.
Take my word for it.
There's a picture of my dick.
And then
I'm totally normal.
Look how long his beard is. He's totally 21.
Oh, no.
And then she was like, and then I was like, God. And then like nothing happened for like 5 hours. I'm leaving work. I'm like, I'm an asshole. What have I done with my life? You know. And then she sends me, and then a Facebook message quickly like, sure, you can get a happy ending. And I was like, what? So I got on my phone. I ran back.
Wait.
I got off the L station because I was right off the L mail job.
Chicks love this.
Ran back into my room. Ran back into, not my room, my office, my desk. Turned my computer back on because I could respond because my phone was shitty back then. And I was like, oh, sure. And then as I was starting to type, my computer froze. So it was as if like no one wanted this to happen. I was like, no. And my computer was shitty back then too. So I couldn't use my phone to get back to her. I couldn't use the computer to get back to her. So then I just ran home, ran to
the library?
Please say you went to the library.
No, where I ran back all the way to my old place, 850 West Berry, where I had internet problems.
Why was this so incredibly urgent that you couldn't just...
Because I wanted a happy ending.
Trying to get a hand job, dude.
Duh.
He's trying to get some hand.
Hand job from a stranger? Dude. What could be better?
No, especially like in the middle of my living room on a table. Dude, it'd be
what?
Awesome.
I feel like this whole ordeal...
What if I walked
home?
If you watch...
Wait, did what you finally respond?
No, by the time I finally like
what
got
home...
What
would you say if I walked through the door... And she's
someone's in here.
Off
someone's in here. I would. That's what I would say.
I'd come in anyway.
Be in my apartment,
dude.
So you didn't
wait, so
what happened? How am I gonna get into my room?
What
happened?
So then I finally run home. I turn my computer on. My computer is crappy too. So I'm like, what? This is like a horrible sitcom.
Yeah, it's true. You did have a shitty computer.
I had a shitty computer, and I did not have the internet was fucked up in our place.
You got a couple viruses too.
I did get. Oh. Thank you for trying to fix that, and then it died again.
I did. I fixed it.
So I was like, I can't. What am I gonna do? So then I just sat in my room for an hour, like, how's this going to happen? I failed. And then finally, like, I could then, like, refreshing the internet. And finally, it came back. And I was like, yes, my chance. I can communicate with her. And she was still on. I was like, hey, so about that happy ending, we should do that. And then she was like, oh, so you're not going to respond to me for, like, 3 hours. And now you want it? I see how this is. And
wait,
I was like,
minute,
no,
right?
No, I'm not. And then I just gave up.
Wait,
why didn't you
say,
like, all the
things?
Went through, you know, and then she
would have
been like,
called someone else. And then,
don't you realize? I ran away from a pack of dogs. I ran through a Major League Baseball game. I wanted that hand job, babe. I wanted it.
Babe.
I just couldn't.
I just wanted
to
be on the table for it.
That would be really
sense.
Funny.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I know you've already booked your plane ticket, and I know you're about to step on that plane to San Diego, but I just gotta get that hand job from you, babe.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Come on, babe.
Come on,
babe.
Just saying.
Babe, put that dick in your hand.
Oh,
come
God.
On, man. High five that dick. Come
you
on.
You send her just another dick
of
pic of it wearing a little cowboy hat.
I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I won't end up leaving you again. But right now, I want that hand job.
That's really funny.
Not just for me, but for us.
What?
Five knuckle shuffle.
That's
my goodness.
Way
yes.
Oh, you're right. Hand job is so classic.
HJ.
Handy.
Yeah. Handy.
Hand J.
There's something old fashioned about a hand job, you know?
What?
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, it sounds like work, you know?
Old fashioned
like,
hand job.
Takes
you
back.
Takes
well,
back.
Custer, you're going to die.
It
here's
does.
A hand job.
I'd take it if I was going to die. Why not?
I guess. The least I'd take.
Yeah, you know.
Get out of mouth, don't you?
Jesus.
Something broken with your mouth?
This has been the Hand Job Podcast.
Wait, LP.
I guess it is.
Wait, talk about hair bears or something
your mouth.
Nice.
LP.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you say, going back to 850 and us walking in on people having sex, just... Didn't you say you wanted to have sex with someone on a bearskin rug in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, eventually.
I would do that. That'd be cool.
Now,
be
see, strange. That's like a cool thing.
Like
how would you feel if I walked in, like, into the apartment and you were, like, on the bearskin rug? Like,
I'd feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
I mean, how would
well,
LP feel?
I wouldn't stop.
Wait, what?
I'd give you a head nod. That's what I'd do. And
I think it's different, though, because you're banging someone. And you're just getting a hand job.
On a massage table. That wasn't there before.
I see Mikula raising like, his hand and saying, I'm sorry.
What a terrible sight that would be. Like, just like you lying cold on this, cold and dead, I imagine, on a massage table.
Dead?
Like, well, just silent and not moving. It's not like you're writhing, like, oh yeah. And
no, no, I mean,
she's getting a hand job on a massage
writhing.
Table.
Writhing, oh
yeah. Like, fuck yeah.
You know how you normally act when you get a hand job.
You're probably laying still on the table.
I mean, you'd get clued in because, like, when you open the door, you'd hear that, like, soothing Indian music.
And then you'd
like
hear the fat
woman feverishly,
and then the
feverishly pounding on your dick.
Ow, oh,
no,
ow.
You
no,
enter in, and
stop.
Then there's a slight wave.
No.
Why is she? Wait, why is she Asian? Was she Asian?
No.
Oh, okay. What was
I just took a stab in the dark.
No.
What was she?
Greek.
Oh, no.
Greek, I think. I think by the last name, yeah.
Handopoulos.
Sure.
I just couldn't believe earlier that you screamed out, "You got a mouth, don't you?" I was like,
"What?" Well, I mean, why is it so different than a hand job?
That was Bio's jaw dropper.
I mean, well, no, I think it's like there are a lot of things I would touch with my hand, but not my mouth.
Yeah.
I love touching. Wait, what?
But this is if he's going to die, which is why I said it, because Sky's going to die, and he's going to get a last hand job.
But, you know, I tell you, who's this coming from here?
Who's the hand job coming from?
You, here? I guess, in the end.
What does it matter? You're about to die. What if it's me?
I don't know that I would take a...
What do you care? You're going to die.
I don't want the last decision of my life to be it. What do I care?
I don't want the last thing I see on this earth is Matt Castelvi sucking.
Dude, don't
have
to look at me. No, dude. Get I'm good. Don't worry.
Just let me go, man. Just let me go.
Dude, this is your last moment.
It's just going to end like 2 minutes later with Castelvi being like, "I'm going to take you out of my mouth, you queer."
No, Castelvi, how fucking weird is that for you? If you blow somebody on their deathbed, and then the next thing that happens after you blow them is they say like, "I'm ready now," and then they die, and then you're in the hospital room with a dead person.
I imagine the circumstances are dire, where like no one's gonna find out.
No, I imagine the doctors are watching you do this,
peeking through the sheet.
Horrible.
Sir, we'll give you 5 or 6 more minutes, okay? He needs his meds.
That was really close to what happened on Grey's Anatomy.
What?
What?
There's
what?
No way.
They like the doctors let the two kids bang each other before they were gonna die.
What?
Yeah, they like blocked the door.
They're both gonna
Did
die.
Did they watch?
Well, like they both had brain tumors. One of them died. Yeah.
Holy shit.
How old were they?
They were very, very
young.
They were virgins, I don't know.
So it's like, you can go ahead now.
Yeah, they were like, they're like, "Well, I'm going to this trial."
Go get them, kids.
Pretty much. Patrick Dempsey.
It's something wholesome, though, about them making love. It's something dirty about one of them blowing me.
Well, I don't know what they do.
As they lie on their deathbed.
Presumably with like a half-eaten hospital dinner on the side.
with like 4 doctors watching.
At the end of the day, you still have that hospital smell.
God, it's
horrifying.
There's
still that permeating hospital smell.
Yeah, but those gowns allow for some pretty quick sex.
Oh, I guess you're right. I didn't think about that. The gowns are pretty easy.
Dude, how really hard would it be if somebody just ripped a hospital gown off your naked, withered body?
You just untie the tie.
Yeah, man.
No, you gotta rip it off.
You gotta rip it off.
Please, no one ties that tie.
I would have a difficult time getting a boner in a hospital.
We'll see.
Nick has something to say.
Okay. No, alright. No, so like I had to do this MRI scan thing, right? Okay. Or no,
you going to tube?
No, not that. That was a different day. I do an epilepsy test. Where you can't sleep for like 24 hours. You have to go and...
Whoa. What?
You have to stay up for 24 hours straight. You can't eat anything. You can't drink any caffeine. You can't eat anything. They're trying to get your body as weak as possible. And then you go into this room and they put a bunch of things on your head. And then you go into the thing and they're like, "Okay, you're going to go to sleep. Then we're going to flash the lights. Keep your eyes closed. Hopefully you can go to sleep. And then we're going to test to see if we can trigger like an epileptic seizure on you." Because I almost had a seizure 2 months beforehand. So I went to sleep. So I fell asleep. It's the first time I slept in a while. And this nurse is kind of hot, and I'm already delirious as shit because I haven't slept in 24 hours. I'm out for like, 20 minutes, and then I wake up, and she's like, she's outside, so she can't see like the rest of my body. She's just like looking at a computer, and then she like whispers to the microphone, like, "Okay, Nick, we're done. Feel free to open your eyes whenever you want to. You can wake up now." And I like wake up, and they kind of like. Not strap you in, but in case you have a seizure, in case it triggers one, so you don't like fall off the bed.
Yeah.
So I can't, I can't move, really. And I wake up and I look down and I'm like, shit, I have a boner. I can't cover it. Like, it's got to go down by itself. But usually if you have a boner, like, you'll kind of roll over or you're covered. You know, if you have a sweatshirt, I can't do anything. So I'm just stuck there. I'm like, how do I get this thing down? And I can hear the door opening.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of like if you're jerking off in your dorm and your roommate has his class canceled.
Mark.
You have to run and quickly jump into your bed and say you were taking a nap.
Is that true, Mark?
I'm sure that's happened.
So anyways... it's neither here nor there. So
it's here.
I was trying to think of a way to get it down, and I just thought about the Rancor is what I had to think of. Something that was gonna, and I was like,
that
think
was your cool down thought.
Think of something. And it was the Rancor eating the Gamorrean guard, and just going. Ah! And I was like, I just kept on replaying.
But there was
that
a moment where you were thinking of that, and your dick was fully aroused.
No, I was like, no, because then I immediately and dropped. You live with it gave that. Up. It went down. But I was like, think of something. And I was like, just and the door opens, and I was like.
Yeah, but then you thought of the owner coming out there, bah, 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 bah. And it went right back.
No, right not back true
up.
At all.
He had some tickle bitties.
Yeah, he did.
You love that Rancor.
That's funny.
That's my story.
You wept for
what?
That Rancor.
For the Rancor. It was his good friend, according to Tales of Jabba's Palace.
You know what's great to do with your good friends?
Play some golf?
Goddamn right, Tins.
Oh, thank God you were on the same page.
I was about to do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm a genius. Don't worry, friend.
You know what, B? I don't know about you, but it's been a long time since I've played golf. It's been the better part of 10 years probably since I've played golf. I'm probably not very good at it anymore.
Tins, you should get Cloud's golf tips.
Cloud's golf tips.
Geese.
Paint a smiley face at the bottom of a bucket. Place said bucket in the forest. Then, when you hit your ball, make sure it lands in the bucket. When your opponent asks, what the fuck was that? That wasn't even on the course. You can say, yes, but at least it had a happy ending. Nice.
This has been Cloud's Golf Tips.
Home run.
Laptop.
Hey, so you lose. You lose golf.
But it's still happy.
But you had a happy ending.
Try it.
Right. We, you know, folks, we're almost out of podcast time. But before we go, I want to do a quick segment I'm calling Birthday Wishes to People Who Will Never Receive Them.
What?
happy birthday to Bruce Willis. Happy birthday to Yorma Taconi. Happy birthday to Glenn Close.
Oh, hey, Glenn.
Happy birthday to Wyatt Earp. Happy birthday, guys.
Wyatt Earp.
We wish you a happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday. We wish you a happy birthday and a happy birthday.
All right, good.
Good.
That's new.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that.
Had that pulled up for a while. Wasn't sure if we were going to get to it.
It's Glenn Close's birthday. She must be old.
Good for her. Good for Yorma.
She just played a dude.
She did just play a dude.
And she didn't win the Oscar.
For good reason.
Yorma's pretty good.
She played a dude in book. Yorma's great. Didn't ask
her. Wyatt Earp was pretty good, too. He's, like, real famous.
Yeah.
I know. I like Yorma a lot, though.
I'm pretty ill. I feel dumb.
Do you need wisdom?
Uh-huh.
All right. Nick Mikulas.
Seven words of wisdom.
Oh. Hi, Mark. What are you... How?
This has been Nick Mikulas.
Seven words of wisdom.
I feel you sabotaged that one.
Mm.
Maybe.
It's possible. That's back
to what it was referencing.
That's back to vintage Mikula words.
Yeah.
Some of it made more sense.
They were making a lot of sense for a while.
Too much.
Too much.
It was terrifying.
I think it was a fluke.
All right, folks. That is going to do it for us. But remember, podcasts are coming out on Octavarius.com as well as your local iTunes retailer every Friday now. So check us out every week. Until next time, folks, have 8 days and a wicked week.
Yes.
Yes. Say yes, everybody.
Yes!
Octavarius.com.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.